guys. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to us here at Cup of Nerd.
She's gonna fuck it up. She did it.
Oh my gosh. Not even 2 seconds into the intro, and he's already killing me. So, for those of you who are just tuning in for everything, we want to welcome you to the Weekly Brew.
So, we never decided we were calling that this one.
All right, well, welcome into what I call it now, since I'm doing intro.
Welcome to Cup of Nerd!
Yeah, there we go.
That just literally scared me.
Steven's got the intro next time.
So, I guess, to do it that way. So, if those of you who don't know, I'm Sigourney. Over to my left, I have...
Steven.
And then next to him is Lindsay. And then finally, the douchebag over here.
Wow. How it's gonna go,
Eddie.
Huh?
I am an athlete.
Damn it.
We're trying.
So thanks for tuning in for everything, and you know, we wanted to. It's been a little while since we podcasted together.
Yeah, we totally didn't meet that. We'll see you next week or in 2 weeks. Mark, at all? It's been 4 weeks or more.
So,
yeah,
you know,
whenever Power Rangers came out. I don't remember
that
when was
the 17th, 20, I think, so I think we were...
2017?
No, it was the 17th.
Of March?
March.
So, 20. An over month, like yeah. 5 weeks plus.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever.
We're a monthly podcast, maybe.
Your month might be different from our
maybe there'll
month,
be some
so.
Surprises.
But, so we wanted
Life is
to...
Hard.
We got together, and it's been such a beautiful day outside for everything, and we thought...
Fuck that, it's been 91. Fuck that.
I'm a 60-degree guy. So.
That just reminds me of
if
that.
If I could just cement the backyard, I'd be happy. No grass.
No.
Just
yes, we have all done lots of yard work today in the 90-degree weather, which
Stupid.
Is super weird for West Virginia.
Did you guys enjoy your 2 weeks of spring?
Yeah. It's super weird for West Virginia at the end
of it, so.
April, so...
I work 12 to 9 now. I mean, I don't get none of it.
But you know what?
Weird.
But you know what? You know what's going to happen?
What?
What tomorrow
oh
is?
Oh my God, we already went through this once.
It's going to be May.
Is it?
It is.
What if you woke up and it was June tomorrow?
Well, just wake me up when September ends.
Oh my God.
Yeah!
That's a solid five. That's a solid coma. 5 months of sleep.
I'm going to take a coma.
I'm just going to wait for the November rain.
I don't have any more months. I can't think of any
no.
months.
I don't think there is anything. Anyway,
you
so...
You got the best song, though.
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's
yeah.
also a
yeah.
Collective Soul song called December.
Oh, okay. So. There's also one by Hawthorne Heights called Decembers.
Yeah.
And ADHD starts again.
Well, they don't know about ADHD.
Well, if you listen to our last podcast, you sure as heck would.
Power Rangers stayed pretty on topic.
There are four very
tired,
distracted ADD nerds sitting around a table here with currently WWE's pay-per-view
Which,
today.
Sitting around seems to be the perfect segue. We wanted to talk about being nerds, and
I guess trying to get...
You can only really consume nerddom when you're sitting, typically.
Yeah,
or
else you're not quite a nerd. You'd be a
yeah.
jock, or...
It's either reading a book.
An athlete.
I've never really seen anyone run and read a book. I guess you could listen to a book, but...
Hard to pay attention.
Even then, I'd get sidetracked at that point.
Can't lift weights and play a video game. Yeah, you can't. The fuck do you do?
I was gonna say, I totally
Rude.
Have read.
You can do
I've
what
totally
you do.
I totally read a book on a treadmill, though. I'm not gonna
That's
lie.
Fucked
yeah,
up.
I have too. Like, I get my Kindle.
That would make me sick.
Exercise
bike. No, I totally just like get my Kindle while walking.
Well,
the treadmill,
you don't hold the.
I wouldn't be able to
on
concentrate
the...
on it though.
Huh? See, you, I mean, I'm not running 6.3 miles. I'm sorry.
We put the book. You put the book on
Down.
The treadmill. You don't hold the book while you're walking, so it's
well,
bouncing
my,
while you're walking.
My problem was, even in all of this technology, whenever a book gets mentioned, I still literally think
book.
Of book, like what you have in front of you. So I'm thinking of you like trying to fucking hold the book and still flip
Turn the
pages and shit. Not, I gotta hit the corner of this screen right here.
Well, I've had no. When I read,
you've run with
I
a
have,
book like that.
I have. Well, I don't run.
Well,
because I'm fat and lazy. But
you've treadmilled.
I walk.
You've briskly walked.
Walk with a book, like a physical hard copy book.
That's fucked up.
On the.
I thought
treadmill.
I was crazy. You need to go to the insane asylum.
You just put something up. You have it. It's they have
Honey,
little
like
again.
She's not opening the book up and holding it and hoping to God she doesn't fall on her face while she tries to read at the same time.
No, I have it on there and I hold on the handles.
That sounds like
way
too much work.
That'll soon become a Patreon exclusive, it feels like.
Now that
I just want to see, sorry, Lindsay, I just kind of want to see you try to read a book and then, like, miss a step.
Well, the difference
it's a
is,
treadmill. You're not like I said, it's not like there's stuff in your path
like,
that you're gonna run into.
Well, apparently, he's gonna be behind you with a bucket of Legos, dumping it on there, hoping to God you get through.
I've tried to treadmill before, and I've almost missed a step because it was going too fast, and my foot went like this, and my face almost went off of the front of it.
If you're on like a stationary bike, you can stick it on there too. Same thing. Stick it
now,
on
see,
there.
I can
you
do
don't
stationary
move.
Bike type things. I can do the treadmill, but that's it.
Elliptical.
Can't imagine being able to concentrate on reading something. I can't do that when I'm sitting, like, let alone trying to be
trying
active.
To exercise bike and
like,
watch Cage
TV
barely work.
And maybe listen to music. I could do that, but
see, my problem is
it.
Like listening to music on like a treadmill and stuff like that. I tend to get bored because I'm just staring at the wall. I'm like, all right, now what else can I do? And like the music just like drowns out in the background. But now we've put a TV down in our rec room area. I can sometimes concentrate and watch stuff while I run on the treadmill. When I do run on the treadmill and I'm getting the...
Take it back another step.
Terrible, terrible stairs of...
Run. You keep saying run.
Oh, okay. When I walk like a fat, lazy person on the treadmill.
It's not even a brisk walk. It's like a 1.5.
Oh, that's not true. That's like a baby step. I at least bring it up to a 2.
I don't believe you.
When I'm feeling frisky.
I did take the seat off the exercise bike so I can go outside and get the seats from the other bicycles.
The big booty cushion seat.
My ass is big. I can't, like, that tiny seat, it hurts. If I could sit more comfortably, I could sit on that thing forever.
That's funny.
That's what my goal is.
So I guess what we're trying to get to is simply the fact of
we have tips for you.
Well, I don't even know if they're really tips, because, I mean...
Lindsay and I have tips.
Well, things that we've been starting to do
and
starting to implement into our daily lives to help us get a little bit healthier and try to work on our own...
Not die when we're 40. That was a sad laugh. I know that laugh. That's almost what I mentioned. That's what I mentioned earlier about existential dread and dying one day. That one.
That was one of them.
That was Yeah.
But simply the fact of, you know, we are...
Oh, Jericho.
I mean, if you've seen...
Here we go, sorry.
My goodness.
There was all the pretty lights. I was like, who the fuck has a new Tron? He's leaving in like 2 days.
Well, you gotta dig the prettiness out. But anyway, simply the fact of, we wanted to kind of go through, you know, what have we started to do now that
Lindsay's
nice
so displeased with me.
I'm not displeased. He explicitly said we're gonna stay on track to on
I asked
I
questioned
said, we're totally not going to
right.
I questioned
we're
Lindsay's like our moderator
enough.
She's like our big boss behind the scene.
It's the scarf of Jericho,
man.
Oh,
got
goodness.
The lights
drape it on, man. I totally didn't hear anything you said because Jericho's flashing lights gave me epilepsy. What was you even talking about?
Lights
Oh, apparently no one gets your reference.
They don't. It's
I have
totally
no idea what you're talking about.
Kanye West song.
Oh my god. You're fired.
Oh yeah.
Do
I
look like the type of person that listens to Kanye West?
Excuse you guys, I've totally walked into the wrong house. Let me go find my real podcast now.
But we like to say Lindsay probably does it the most out of us. We like to say we wanna not
those words came out wrong.
as soon as I was going to say it, I was like, no, that's going to sound way wrong. Lindsay does it the most out of us. We like to say we want to go exercise, but we don't.
Yes.
So I've taken on, I almost said that you say it the most and you thought you were going
to. She says it the most and does it the most.
Yeah.
So.
But I have a bike and there's the TV. And
we have the
weight. We are all nerds. We are all heavier than we want to be.
Or should
we've
be.
We've all let ourselves go a little bit since we've
TV's
been married.
TV's so good.
And you can, you know.
TV.
Marriage life has come in.
Pizza.
Life has come in. The
pizza.
Fact that we're just, you know,
I miss pizza the most so far.
And he acts like he doesn't eat it. He just ate pizza last night for dinner.
Yeah, I had it last night or 2 nights ago, but when did I have pizza before that? It felt
probably
like
the week before.
It felt like forever. Yeah. Okay. So twice in 2 weeks.
Pizza morning, pizza night.
But it used to be like three times a week.
But go back to my previous pizza eating schedule of life.
That is true. We'd go to the grocery store, and I'd be like, "Babe, we should totally start eating better." And he'd be like, "Oh, so you mean five nights of pizza instead of seven nights, huh? Yeah. I get you. Wink, wink."
Well, it didn't help that whenever we were first living on our own, our
budget was $20
a week. Our budget was $20, and I bought 20 French bread pizzas.
Hence my
That's
average,
genius.
The normal family.
Those pizzas are good.
Yeah. They are good. They're
so
good.
Pot pies for three for 89 cents, and shoestring fries and French bread pizzas.
That made life.
Yeah. Carbs, carbs, and carbs.
As we have tipped the 30s.
I thought you were going to say scale. I was going to be like, we fucking crushed that scale.
As we've either hit our, we're either getting into our 30s or we're in our 30s.
How's that
now
make you feel, Lindsay?
I was completely okay with it until I started getting all of these gray hairs about like 6 months ago. And now I'm kind of freaking out. But
you'd look good with gray hair, though. The red and the gray will look like.
Like, what? Story?
Are you totally like hitting on my sister wife over here?
Sister, well, I mean, it's all in the family, baby. West Virginia.
No.
You're always hitting on Mark and...
Am I? I think it's a different conversation for a different night.
Probably.
Anyway, back to working out.
And we just ended our marriage.
You're the side chick wing. You're trying to get into that side chick wing.
Oh, I am trying to get the side chick wing. But I can get my own math out of it.
Yeah.
As I was saying, and as we are either in our 30s or approaching our 30s, we have realized that we can no longer eat like we're in high school and college.
It does help that Big Macs taste like shit now.
So,
and you mean I can't have double helping of cream turkey day?
Yeah,
quadruple thing. Remember I did that quadruple helping? Did a quadruple of cream turkey one day.
Man, those are so good, though. I miss it
so
much.
So filling.
Mashed potatoes. Sounds so good right
and
now.
And took the four milks that came with it.
To be fair, those milks were really small.
They were.
But with four cream turkeys in your belly and four chalky milks.
I'd go back to school just to have a cream turkey. That and a pizza turnover.
Pizza turnover.
I think
I was going to say.
See, I love the breakfast pizzas.
Ew, I couldn't do breakfast
the white pizza. Sauce with
I
the
didn't
sausage.
Have those ever.
I never eat breakfast.
If you go to, I think if you go to Gordon Food Service, they have trays of cream turkey, and that's probably pretty close
or,
to what you're
going
to get.
I thought you were talking about working out, not like tempting each other on eating more food.
And this is why we've
but that's
the
fun
scale, too. So not only have we took the age scale, but dude, we just sit around talking about food.
You gotta
and
have
like,
a, you gotta have a cheat meal once a week, Steven.
Yeah, sounds good.
My cheat meal tends to be the vegetables.
We did have
eat.
A cheat meal at the Melting Pot.
That's what Steve was telling me
Friday,
earlier.
Friday, and it was it was our first experience.
He was like,
pot.
It was. He's blah, blah, blah. He said it was pretty expensive, and then he was like, "But we did buy two bottles of wine." I was like, "Well, there's half your check right there,
Steven."
Well,
it was really expensive, but it was neat. It was something that like we had never done, and it wasn't like super huge
like
portions.
The...
It was a fondue
it's
place.
Fondue.
Yeah, and
trying
yeah,
to be nice,
fondue...
not interrupt Lindsay.
It's gonna happen, but it's a fondue place in Pittsburgh, and we went with a couple of our friends.
Station
and,
Square.
Yeah,
yes.
Up in Station Square. And I'm sure they have more, but that's where ours is. And it was like a 4-course meal.
That's what
and
I
it was
heard,
really, it was good.
I've heard so many good things about that place.
It's
like everyone's
so
ever gone there said it's the most delicious thing they've ever done. I've always wanted to try it, and it's definitely something that's on my bucket list. To
definitely
go do.
Be prepared to spend over $100.
Yeah, that's what I've heard
so,
too. Like,
try to go on
those,
the Fridays when they have like
the couples
deals.
Oh, really?
So,
or whatever. Like,
so
definitely
those,
bring a coupon and definitely like
it's
search
one of those
for something.
If you want
maybe not order a bottle of wine.
Just pregame in the car, man. Not that we condone drinking and driving, but if you're passengering it, not that we condone anything.
So we're going to peek behind the curtain again because you guys know how I like to do that. This
you
is our.
I feel like you're talking about like your Oz or something.
I am.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Can I be Dorothy?
This is our second episode tonight. First one got lost. I spent 10 minutes saying I didn't want to do anything for my birthday because I'm turning 30 in June. I don't want to do anything for my birthday, but I did change my mind. I want to go to Texas Day Brazil for my birthday. And fucking pig out
that.
On some meat brought to me.
So if you've never been to a Brazilian steakhouse, what they do is, so Texas Day Brazil, I think it's a chain as well because they have some
not
Cleveland.
Many.
But anyway, they come around with just like big, huge, heaping like broads. This is not going to get
skewers.
Good.
Skewers.
Skewers. That's better. Thank you. Take me away from that.
Sigourney loves her rods of meat shoved in her mouth.
Don't we all?
And this is
going to
be
rated R. Superstar.
Anyway, they come around with skewers of meat. I was like, lamb and steak and ribs and chicken probably. And oh my god.
You're about ready to turn into that podcast with the way you're talking.
Anyway. And they have a buffet of just things where you can go fix all your fixings on the side.
Fuck that.
And
who needs
or you can just
potato
be like,
salad.
Eddie, you just say, bring me the meat.
Yeah.
And when the guy comes
literally
back,
just
he's
kept
like,
flipping the
again.
Thing. Like, when you're ready for more meat, you put a coin down or something.
Yeah, like you
and they
flip
see
over,
it.
Like, some kind of buzzer or something like that, and they come over and they check on you and like take care of you and all that. But it's just so delicious. I mean, it's like the melting pot, but for carnivores.
Meat.
Well, the melting pot is for like
well
there's,
yeah
but like our dinner started out with like
ooh,
they, you pick cheese. A cheese and they like make the cheese like they put cheese but then they put like the one was a spinach and artichoke and the other
ooh.
Was a load of baked potatoes so they like put the cheese in there and then they put
the
bacon and the yeah like the different just, ingredients and then like it started steaming and like it melted
and
that pot
like
and they give
and
you
crackers.
Yeah
do they do
what?
The thing where they
then,
I see online where they take the big knife and they scrape the wheel of cheese is it that kind of place is that what
no,
it is?
They did not
they had it
that's
all
not to
like
say they might not
bowl.
Do it for certain
I want to go to one of them you know what I'm talking about
I think so
yeah
there's like this big wheel of cheese they just kind of have melted you have your plate of food and then they just take a knife and they just scoop all this melted cheese off of the wheel onto your plate.
All right, I
yeah,
give up.
No.
I'm not being healthy anymore.
Steven's gone.
Right. Steven's
then,
in the kitchen.
But then they had, like, then we had a salad, like a nice salad, and then they
salad.
Brought us like a broth thing, and then you put skewers of
different
kinds
of
meat. Like ours were kind of like a sampler thing, and then the end was you get to pick a Eddie is freaking out in the corner.
My foot cramped up in your middle of your sentence. I'm trying.
He is literally turning super red right now, and everyone is trying not to just, like, freak out.
We're trying not to.
They were trying.
Like,
they were totally trying to hold
do
it together.
It, I'm sorry.
But messed up.
That was
just mid sentence. I could feel the inside of my arch.
I was
like,
looking at you, and I wasn't sure what was going on.
His eyes got real big, and then his face turned real red, and then he grabbed his foot. And
stop! Eddie's dying. Call 911.
Yeah, and that's how the podcast gets turned on the news. Talk about promotion. Local man dies on podcast. Please still pitch the shit out of this, guys. Keep it going. If you guys could just support us on Patreon.com.
We could pay for Eddie's funeral expenses.
Oh, jeez. Anyway.
But yeah, anyway, woo! The fourth course was the best, in my opinion, and it was a vat of chocolate.
What?
And you,
this is completely opposite of what we set out for.
And a lot of skewers with a bunch of... But this was our cheat meal, and we, like, saved all week for it, and we knew what we were getting into, and I think that's a huge part of, like, dieting. Like
it is.
Sigourney's cheat meal today was... I gave her a plate of cucumbers and some dip.
And he's, like,
we cheated way more
there.
Than you.
Yeah, I know.
But we've also been
now
doing
we had
this
that
for
Danish
2 months.
And stuff,
so, yeah. Like, we've been doing this for 2 months, and we haven't completely limited ourselves, but we knew, like, we were... I think that's a huge thing, like I was saying, that, like, you kind of plan your meals, you know what's going to happen, so, like, you know that one day you can eat whatever you want, and you know you're going out, and you're going to eat and drink whatever you want to eat and drink, and then you can... like, go back to it the next day, and knowing that it's not, maybe not necessarily, like, a cheat meal, but, like, a treat meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking of
and
it as
I
a treat instead of a cheat.
It's
because,
the mentality.
Yeah.
I totally can't plan my stuff out, though, like that. I'm so impulsive. Like, I'll plan out, like, we'll have chicken breast tonight, and I'm on the way home, I'll be like, hey, I don't want that. I need something else. I can't eat chicken today.
Yeah, he's totally, and it's harder, I think, sometimes if you... mentality has to be there, like you guys said, you know, to know that you're going to go do this, and you're going to, and this is, you're going to save a week long, and you're kind of getting yourself ramped up to it, and my problem is simply the fact of, I go to hardcore. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start today. I'm going to cut all this out. I'm going to cut sugar out.
You're literally like the Chris Pratt video going around.
I am.
With the healthy thing and then just devouring all of his snacks at midnight.
No, see, that's my problem because I can go all day long and be perfectly fine. I can eat the vegetables and I can drink the water and everything else. 9 o'clock comes at night. I want a glass of milk and a cookie.
See, I have.
I want it now.
I fixed that for myself because when we would do milk and cookies at night, it would be the big 12-ounce glass, 2% milk, handful of cookies, so between between 5 and 10 cookies, just sitting there chowing down.
I haven't had milk and cookies in a long time. I'm going to go get some now. So
I've switched to skim milk when I want to drink
milk.
That
is not milk. That is water.
Yeah,
thank you.
I've gotten the taste is still there. It's just thinner. I
can't do it. I need the thickness.
And I eat one cookie. I have one.
Well, and that's the thing, though. Like, skim milk, 1%, 2% are not really all that different.
I was watching my sugars.
Actually, like,
I was trying to cut as much sugar as I could.
But the thing is,
sacrificed my milk.
The thing that, like, Steve and I have been learning through this process, though, like, my doctor wanted us to start doing, like, well, me, but he's been
well married,
able to follow.
So yeah, he gets
yeah,
to,
it's
yeah,
part of the process.
Well, I flat out, contract. I said I am not making multiple meals, so, like, you can do this with me, or you can make stuff on your own, because
right.
I'm not cooking seven different meals for seven different people.
What are you
going
to do?
But $20 in French bread pizza.
Little Caesars.
Yeah,
$5 hot ready.
Papa J's, man.
Yeah.
No, but we are, like, my doctor wanted me to do a high-protein, moderate-fat, low-carb diet.
That's
not
Steven.
Necessarily
just eat
like
Steven.
Not necessarily.
Why should I laugh at that?
Not necessarily like a paleo or a keto, but something in those
kind
kinds of veins. She also, I have had huge problems with losing weight, and I have a couple of conditions that really work against me. Like, I have a thyroid problem, I have polycystic ovary syndrome, and those things basically just mess up your whole body, and,
Can you spell that last one for me?
Polycystic ovary syndrome, it's PCOS for
short. So
that's
all you need to spell it out.
If you just Google PCOS, there's a lot of options, or there's a lot of people that it's actually a very widely
it's
spread
worldwide
thing.
Known now.
It just has not been recently diagnosed.
Welcome to Cup of Nerds Medical Podcast.
Well, it's just it just hasn't been
no, I
diagnosed
asked. No,
until
I asked.
Recently. So it's something that a lot of women suffer from.
Right.
It just
what's
hasn't
it do?
Been really.
What's it do?
It can cause infertility. It can cause excess hair and stuff. Like, you have more.
More hair growth on your face and
face,
on your, like,
yeah,
chest
arms,
and
things
stuff,
like that sometimes.
Arms.
It can cause
turns.
It imbalances like all the things in your body.
So it just punches
it throws
you.
Off your it throws off like it causes insulin resistance, which makes you always feel if anybody is diabetic or has any kind of insulin resistance, they know that it is you're always hungry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you can never get full. It's just free floating sugar in your system, and if you can't absorb the insulin, you can't lose weight. So there's a lot of, like, you can work hard and you can run and you can do all the things, you can eat better, but you may lose 5 pounds.
Mm.
But if you eat wrong one day or eat wrong for a couple of days or something, you'll gain 10.
Yeah.
So, like, you may lose 5. Then you'll gain 7, and then you'll lose 3, and then you'll gain 5. And then you'll, like, so you're consistently putting on extra weight, even though you may, like,
you're trying
you
to
yo-yo
lose
a
it.
Lot.
Yeah.
So I have, like, a lot of that stuff against me. So my doctor wanted me to try this diet with the insulin resistance, because carbs turn to sugar, turns to insulin. And it's been actually something that we've really been able to follow a lot better, instead of saying, like, we're just cutting out an entire food group. We are cutting back on.
I'll tell you, cut it out.
Things.
I just got a hard stare. Your dinners consist of, I want to have this spaghetti with this baked potato, and I'm going to have this bread to dip it in.
We cannot do that anymore.
I ask you to pick one. I let you pick one.
I love
all of the things.
Bread.
And potatoes.
I love
and
starch.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, pasta.
But the thing is, because you eat so much starch, you want to crave more starch. And that's the thing that we've been finding out. Like, honest to goodness, I made a baked chicken dinner that was chicken with ranch dressing wrapped in bacon.
Ooh.
And then had smothered in cheese.
What?
And who would, like, that is not a typical
Sounds
diet
amazing.
Food.
Amazing.
It's not a typical diet food, but it's something that is completely okay on a keto diet or a, you know, like a higher protein, high fat
Absolutely.
Diet, low carb diet, because things like that are not.
I think that's part of what my problem is, simply the fact of, you know, like I picked on him, you know, he tells me to cut things out. I know he's only trying to help. So like Lindsay said, she has things going against her as well. And so I also have hyperthyroidism, and I'm also a diabetic. So those two things combined, I've hit that. I've lost like 5-6 pounds, and recently I lost 10, but I've hit that plateau. So I've hit that plateau of I can't lose anymore. I'm not really gaining a whole lot, but then I just become defeated. So he goes by, he's like, well, here, let's cut out your starches, cut out the sugars, let's do this, let's do that. And I know the things aren't good for me, but then in my mind I'm going, why? Why should I even bother? So it gets me to that point where I need to find something, like you said, something I can follow. So, and I think it's what a lot of people run into, is simply we see the diets and the fads and everything else, and I just want to go take off running, and I get so discouraged when I don't see the results right away.
Well, something that we've learned recently is that just because it says low fat or fat free or sugar free does not mean it's healthy.
Right.
We would always try to get like reduced fat sour cream or things like that. And what we're finding out is there's nothing wrong with the whole milk. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with like the regular sour cream. It's portions.
Yeah.
And it's like
moderation.
Like, yeah. Well, the thing is with like if you eat something that's full of protein, you're going to stay fuller longer. So you're not going to eat as much throughout the day. You're not going to be craving. You're not going to be. Those are actually pretty high in carbs. Yeah. Nuts are still good. The oils and stuff in nuts are still good, but certain nuts are, which is something that I found out with this, that, you know, it's not necessarily bad. Like, I feel like the government with the food pyramid has completely messed up the whole...
I told her this last week, and she fucking flipped shit on me. She's like, well, why would they make it to bottom? If I can't have it, why is it on the bottom?
Well, it's so...
because it's they're so wrong.
But almost needs to be
thing.
Flipped.
Like, it's not... It's really not good to have that much grain and bread and what we heard actually.
I love when these kind of things happen because I give her these bits
validation.
I give her these bits of information, and she always she'll learn one day. She always brushes them off as me just trying to run food Nazi over her life, and then randomly. This was not even ever even talked about to be brought up. It'll come up in conversation like this, and I get to just stare at her. And then
that's how our life
is. And then I get to question her later because she was intently listening to you, and she will take what you just said as God truth. But if I said it, it's no. I need other opinion. I am the first doctor that told her she has cancer. And she needs to go find a second doctor.
But the thing with that, like I've been saying, the things that we've been kind of taught, like, our whole lives, Steve and I have had to completely change our mindset when it comes to, like, what food we're picking. And since we've been thinking about it a lot more, you know, we've been actually making some decent choices and thinking about things. Like, having a steak is... great. Having a steak, you know, with seasonings and stuff, not a problem. Red meat is not necessarily bad. having a nice portion of
having red meat 7 nights a week.
Well, it just hurt. But having like having that is not bad. Instead of putting a baked potato and you like know something with dinner. It. Tonight we grilled steaks. We had salad and we had grilled zucchini.
And that was amazing.
An excellent dinner. You could put whatever dressing you wanted on it. It wasn't like you were, you know.
And I didn't feel guilty and I don't feel run down with it like I usually would if we would have had like a potato or if we would have had a potato and a salad and a steak.
Put that extra weight.
Like I don't feel like I feel like I'm okay with that. I don't feel sleepy now.
But you'll have the sustained, like, you'll feel fuller so much longer because you do not have all of those carbs, like, just sitting in there, not absorbing, not doing that stuff. Like, you know, like, and it's something that we were kind of listening, when we listened to the Kind of Funny.
Morning Show, Game Over Greggy.
Probably Game Over Gamescast.
One of the, I forget who it was that was talking, Nick. Nick was talking about
corn.
How, yeah, about corn. And well, and
I don't listen to it all the time. It's
no, but how corn is marketed as a vegetable? It's not a vegetable; it's a grain.
He actually found out he had to go back on that a little bit. Someone had sent him a thing. It is both. It's still a grain, but it's still also a vegetable. So he had to. Backtrack
like,
a tiny bit.
But when you think you're making, like,
you have to do a moderation.
I didn't
want to
throw Nick under that bus. Case.
But,
yeah.
I don't
you know,
want that
I mean,
kind of funny
you're...
train rolling over me.
It would be kind of funny.
But thinking kinda. Of that, like, never in my life would I have thought, like,
yeah.
just with that, like, because it's mar- it's where
I
do you,
totally
you don't find
thought...
corn in the bread section.
No, and honestly.
You find corn over with the vegetables.
And I don't know if it was a conversation you and I had about this or if I had it with somebody at work. But we were talking about that, how it was a grain that was, my mind was blown. I went, I never thought of it that way.
We were going, well, I mean, again, another conversation I brought up with Sigourney. We were going to dinner at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I brought it up in the car. Like, I think we were listening to it on the podcast, and we started talking about it, and you were just, no, that's not true. Corn
well,
is not a grain.
Well, I think afterwards I thought about it again.
So you
I must have
been talking to Kayla or...
It might have been. I don't know. But anyway, regardless of who I was talking to, it's
somebody.
Somebody out there.
Not Eddie.
Well, who cares what you have to say?
Hopefully somebody. We're making a podcast, damn it.
But so I guess to kind of like get back to what we were wanting to talk about in the beginning with this is that we all, you know, it's hard to stay fit into a nerd world like we are in because simply the fact of we do play video games and we watch movies and we, you know, do all this stuff and we're not, I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a very outdoorsy person. You're not going to find me on a 5 mile hike. I will, however, get on my tractor.
I was going to see if you wanted to do a 5K
in
Wellsburg.
I would love to do a 5K.
Just not even
like
an official one. I found out how long they are and I found a route.
It's just over 3 miles.
It's
3.2, I think.
It's from 4th Street down the Kroger's and back.
Yeah, so 5Ks aren't bad at all. And the thing is, though, I'm not gonna go outside and run just because I feel like running. If you see me
running.
Actually, running is not good for you. It's not
really?
Good for your joints.
Yeah,
it's not
for
good
your
for
legs.
Your
legs. Especially
yeah,
since we're
not
fat.
Good for your,
yeah, when you're
that knees
lighter.
Ain't good for you.
Well, it's just
when
I mean
couch.
I have a friend that I work with that is extremely fit, and she does all kinds
Brittany?
Of stuff. No, her name's Nikki, and she is. She's very petite. She's very fit. And her doctors told her to quit running because it was hurting
Damn
her body
wow.
so much.
Why can't someone tell me that?
So, she would run all the time. And as long as you're, I mean, everything is fine. You know, like, if that's how you get out and clear your mind and do
right.
your thing, then
yeah,
go
have
for
your
it.
Vices.
Just make sure, yeah, I mean, it's better than...
Unless it's heroin.
Drugs are bad, kids. Don't do drugs.
I just killed the whole room.
but the thing is...
Talking about being healthy, don't do heroin.
So, like, you know, it may not be good for you, but there's other ways out there now, and I think that's something that is hard for people to wrap their heads around is that you don't have to go out there and run. You don't have to go out there and lift the weights. Like, Lindsay and I do Zumba a lot, and we absolutely love it. I mean, I've fallen out recently because of my new job, but it's something that when I went, I felt better about myself, and I didn't feel that I was the fat kid in the room because I couldn't breathe because I can't run.
Shout out to Bodies by Bev and
Didn't they open a new place in Weirton?
Yeah, she just opened a new one in Weirton, close to us. So
yeah,
just outside Pittsburgh. If anyone's local Pittsburgh area.
I have to say, like, I am not I'm not a person that really likes to sweat. I have crappy knees and stuff, so a lot of impact stuff, like sports and stuff. Playing sports when I was younger messed up my knees.
We need to start playing softball again.
but yeah, like things like that. Like, I just am not real good when it comes to like running. I can't run. It hurts too bad. I get discouraged. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Shout out to to Bev and stuff, because she has made, and I was also not one of those people that ever felt comfortable in a group fitness class, especially because of, you know, I was over 300 pounds. I was, when I started with her, and I was very insecure, and I jiggle everywhere. I don't like it, you know, so I don't want to be jiggling in front of a group of people. I've in the last 2 months, I haven't been able to work out as much as I have wanted. Well, not really at all. But with the assistance of the
new diet,
and,
Stevens,
which is,
No,
my doctor gave me, because of all of the
health, knows where I was going, I think,
because of the health problems that, you know, I have, she gave me a diet pill to help kickstart my metabolism bit better.
What did they put you on?
Atipex.
Okay.
I
started Contrary for a little bit, and I enjoyed it, but I've fallen off the bandwagon a little bit, so.
Well, that works in a different way. Yeah. That's whole other subject.
Do you
want to
say how much you've lost at all?
I have, in the last 2 months, I've lost 19 pounds.
Ooh, that's
so good.
And it's, yeah, I can
that's
feel
amazing.
Such a huge difference, like,
I mean,
my knees don't hurt as bad. I stand all day for work.
Yeah,
and some days, like, can ask Steve, there were days that I crawled up our stairs because I could not physically walk anymore. It hurt so bad. My feet hurt so bad. My knees hurt so bad. My legs were so tired that I did not feel like I could physically walk up our stairs. And we have a lot of stairs in this house.
Side point, do you still work at the theater?
Just like one night a week.
So all her jobs
but
require her to stand.
Every job that I have like requires me to stand the entire time that I'm at work.
That's not just as good because my lower back, I have to lay down. Like when I'm laying down, it takes some effort to get up because sitting in the chair for 8 to 9 hours, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm just stuck in that position.
So, in a sense, what we're, you know, one thing definitely to say is even if you're not local to where we are outside of Pittsburgh, have you, go find, you know, a local group, a fitness group. It doesn't have
Facebook.
To be. Yeah. Check on Facebook. Go find a Zumba. Go find, you know, the, this is something that's local for us is beatboxing, but go find something like that and go join it, because not only, I think, is the exercise, you know, the exercise obviously is good, but the atmosphere behind it.
Social
aspect. I felt
like
I was somebody that belonged, finally.
Had friends for once.
Yeah, so and I just agree with it. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So,
definitely something. Like, it is definitely something that once you start doing it, like I said, I'm not a person that likes to sweat. I like low impact things like swimming, elliptical things, but it's not fun to go swimming by yourself.
Elliptical.
It's not fun to stand on an elliptical by yourself and sit there. Like you said, it's boring if you're just staring at a wall the whole time. So if you can find something like, when I went to my first beatboxing class and stuff, I felt like fierce. Like I would, you know, after that you were punching and kicking and squatting and doing stuff, and it was like,
Sigourney,
I am woman, hear me roar.
Sigourney had
like,
to inform me that the mirrors at the gym aren't for looking at anybody else.
What were you doing, Eddie?
That's not my fault. Do we want to give tips for
here's some tips
stuff.
And tricks
we went
have.
Over a lot of stuff, but like, so I don't really drink soda that much anymore. I have to wrap myself out. I did try that Mountain Dew SA.
Which one?
Mountain Dew SA. It's a mixture of Voltage, Code Red, and something
Blackout.
That sounds really good. I did have Mountain Dew
today.
Today,
I try and have
spiked. Mountain Dew like lemonade or something.
I do.
Oh, okay. Lemonade.
But I did have one of those, and those are actually pretty. It's amazing how they mix all the taste, and you can get them all in separate intervals. But I've been drinking these. I don't know how to say it yet. But it's spelled B-A-I.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I love those fucking things.
Bye.
Yeah. Hey, May.
It's going to be May.
But I've been drinking
full
those.
Circle.
Steven has successfully brought us all back together and tied us into one thing.
I need that syrupy, like just for drinking soda for so long, I need that syrupy taste sometime during the day. And I think that drink is helping me out because it has 1 gram of sugar in the whole bottle.
Yeah.
It's got shit ton of vitamin, whatever bottle I pick, because I like the coconut flavored and the blueberry flavored.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a bottle. It's not really a bottle. Good. The Kool-Aid. Watermelon one, if you get the watermelon one, it's pretty good too.
And if you buy at the store, you're probably fucking stupid like me, because you get 6 of them for $12. I got on Amazon Pantry, you can get 24 for $9.
What?
It's fucked up.
Can you start doing that?
It's fucked up. Like. Why do I, again, this goes back to being a nerd. Like, why do I want to leave my fucking house? You can bring me my shit.
Oh, we're cheaper. Terrible about that. Yeah. That might be an appearing like a
really,
podcast topic one
I
day.
Really, really, really hope that they bring that Amazon Now or the Prime Now.
Oh, dude. If they
the one day shipping?
What, with
no,
the drone?
Like
the stuff 3 hour shipping.
You in
or
3 hours. Like,
oh,
I mean,
shit.
What? Like,
that's,
my.
Yeah.
That's
like,
not be
I have a friend that lives
no,
in New York.
Not a chance.
There is a warehouse in Pittsburgh, though, so
yeah,
there is that chance.
But I have a friend that lives in New York, and like they can make like a grocery list. Like they can do that Amazon Pantry, and instead of adding it all or waiting until you get to a certain total, they can order all of their groceries and have it delivered to them in like 3 hours.
If you haven't used the pantry thing, though, it's only you only have to get to $25, and it's $5 shipping, so it's not even.
It's not bad.
You buy 4 things a buy, and you just hit your thing.
Yeah. Shit. So I guess other tips.
I've also upped my I have stomach problems like hard. Like, I should go get tested for probably IBS or whatever. But I've cut down a lot of like not eating as much bread has helped. My belly doesn't feel like it's as bloated.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel lighter. I feel better. My poops are regular.
Because all of you in La La Land need to know that.
Like, so for breakfast now, it's like I'll have a thing of oatmeal. It's like a Weight Watchers oatmeal.
We've
so
been doing like protein
bars. I heard protein bars were bad for you, like the granola bars.
No, you don't want to do granola bars.
Yeah,
granola bars are usually
sugar.
Well, in a lot of times, oatmeal too is depending on which ones you get. Like if you get all the flavored ones or whatever.
We bought
like,
the
you can
weight
buy the
control
wrong.
Ones.
But that's something that that was again something that like my doctor and I were talking about because she was like, "What do you eat for breakfast?" And I was like, "If I eat breakfast, I'll grab a granola bar and like." A glass of juice or something, or like a coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Well, the coffee's not bad if you're not adding creamer and sugar to it."
Yeah, fuck.
I can't drink coffee without.
But
that.
But like the thing is with the coffee on like a keto diet, you can add butter and heavy whipping cream. To
I've
your
seen
coffee.
People are adding butter to their coffee.
Butter to their coffee?
Butter,
especially
heavy whipping
good.
Cream,
She's
and
tried it.
I haven't tried the butter yet. But
okay, I thought you did.
I've done the like coconut oil.
So we're
oil
doing tomorrow morning, babe.
Whipping cream.
Fucking butter.
So you can still flavor your stuff. You just
I feel like that's how I got this
I think
fat
it's just
was
all
butter.
How you can how you can do it for everything, and that's really interesting
like,
to know things like that.
But are you using real butter or are you using margarine? Because margarine is just oil.
I'm using plastic.
I don't know. It's in a fucking tub.
But that's the thing. Like, there's a
margarine.
You're using margarine.
Blue Bonnet sometimes.
still
like,
margarine.
Read some article. Like, and you definitely should. We preface all of this with definitely you should talk to your doctor before changing any kind of weight, anything, doing any kind of weight loss, anything. Because everybody and everybody are different. So,
everybody.
Like...
No, we don't talk about that shitty band here.
Excuse you. So, yeah, so everybody's different in your... Like, what diet may work for me may not work for you. And, like, what you guys are doing by trying to cut out, like, a food group or whatever may work for you guys, but I know I'm that kind of person that if you tell me I can never eat chocolate again, that is the only thing that I'm going to crave.
And that's what my problem is. He'll tell me in the morning, he said, "Okay, babe, today we're going to try no bread today." And all day long, I'm sitting there working going, I could eat a sandwich. I could eat potato chips. I could go eat the freaking big potatoes in the cabinet that I haven't eaten for 3 months. And then he comes home and goes, so I didn't eat any bread today. I didn't have a sandwich or anything. I'm going, I had 2 sandwiches.
But like,
mainly I try and tell you that just so you're like not doing that. Like maybe you'll eat one slice of bread.
No, I just want to eat all the bread.
But see, like I'm the person.
What are those things
like,
called we talked about earlier? Sorry.
Even when I was little, the flat out wraps.
Yeah, the flat out wraps.
Really good. Even when I was little, like I was the kid that you couldn't tell, like, don't touch the iron because you know it's hot. Like, I had to touch the iron. Yeah. Like, if you tell me not
to
press the red button
in the car.
Like, if you tell me not to press the red button, I'm the first person to right. like, want to press the red button. Like, if you tell me not to do something, it makes me want to do it more. So if you tell me I have to cut out an entire food group, I'm going to be like, that is all that I want. Yeah. Like, if you tell me I can never eat ice cream again, I will kill someone. Like, that's just the thing. Like,
bad
that
news.
Is a, that's a vice for
afraid
me.
Afraid I've got some bad news. But, left your freezer open, all your ice cream's ruined.
Oh, no. But,
you're
like.
You're going to die.
Sorry, again, call 911.
Yeah.
Eddie's dead. But like I'm just that kind of a person, and that's and like that's kind of how you are. But that yeah. might, but that's obviously not how Eddie is.
No.
If he says like I'm gonna cut this out and I'm not gonna eat it at all today,
that's it.
Then that's
stops.
His.
Oh
one
no,
goal.
I totally fucking cave in like 3 days.
Well, the thing is that you get past at least that first day. I can't get past hour two.
But like we haven't been completely cutting anything out. We've just been doing it in moderation.
And I think that's
where we
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
We've still eaten pizza. But we, instead of eating the
whole
pizza,
pizza
in one sitting, like, we've taken, I mean, there's still 2 pieces of pizza from the pizza that we had last week in the fridge, which never would have
no.
happened.
I've not eaten more than 2 pieces at a time.
I'm leaving this house of blasphemy.
Well, like, I had,
I don't know how to
like, I am the biggest, oh my gosh, Brittany made me, or, well, didn't make me.
Keep talking about food, I keep wanting to
she,
eat stuff I shouldn't eat.
We had a like this that Domino's flatbread pizza, the thin crispy crust is
oh,
like
okay.
so
good.
Yeah. Oh, and that is like a super vice to me. But instead of like, I could totally eat, I could slam that whole pizza in like one sitting because it's like that thin crust. You don't feel full
right.
until
yeah.
you eat like 2/3
of
the pizza, and then you're like, I don't want to put these last 3 corner slices in there, so you just eat the whole pizza. But, like, we, instead of doing that, we've not eaten more than a couple of pieces. We've eaten it over 2 or 3 or 4 days sometimes, where before it would have lasted us a day.
Right.
Maybe 2.
I eat my burger with a knife and fork now.
Yeah, I've cut off, I've taken.
I'm a bottom bun. I at least have a bottom bun. I don't do the top bun.
I don't do. I.
She's been doing.
I've been
lettuce
doing lettuce wraps.
Wraps,
which actually is something that
salad.
You can.
Good.
Which
salad with meat.
Yeah. Well, I even that
you know,
half the time I don't eat the lettuce because it gets all wilty and weird.
I've been holding this one. Sorry. You know what else is deceptive? This shit. Yogurt. Like, she has Yoplait yogurt at the house. I have Kroger Carb Master yogurt. I ate one. I took one of hers to lunch the other day. Because I just didn't feel like it. Because they were almost all out of mine. I don't know if they're discontinuing it or if they were just on super good sale. So I had to get like 5 blueberry, 5 strawberry banana and something else. And I was like, I need a different flavor. So I took her chocolate whipped thing. That thing had like 25 grams of sugar in the one cup. Compared to, I had, mine was like blueberry muffin flavor. And it had like 2 grams of sugar. And all, yeah,
that's
it was
a big
yeah.
difference.
Yeah, it was like super big. Like I could like taste the like it was like drinking syrup for me with eating hers.
Even that, I've switched to the Yoplait Triple Zero, or the Dannon Triple Zero, Dannon Oikos Triple Zero.
Oh, Greek yogurt.
Yeah, Greek yogurt.
That one's like super.
It's got
thin yogurt.
No,
is that thick?
It's actually
Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
Thick.
If you didn't. FYI, the first time I got Greek yogurt, thank goodness some lady told me. She was like, when you open it up, it's going to look like sour cream.
Oh.
Like, it's
your
real
favorite
thick.
Thing, Steven.
You have to stir it. She said, you know, like, she said, make sure. Because I was like, I don't know, I want to try this. I haven't tried it. It was right when they were, like, putting all
big,
of the Greek
yeah.
yogurt out. When it started becoming, like, yeah, like, real, more than just cooking.
Right.
And they... she was telling me, she was like, make sure when you open that up, don't think it's it's spoiled. Like, it separates. You have to mix it.
Yeah.
It looks like sour cream. But I've switched to that in the plain Greek yogurt. Like, I just get a plain Greek yogurt at Aldi. And instead, now for breakfast, if we either do, like, the Atkins shakes, or I want to make these egg cup things, because I'm not a big egg eater. Like, I don't like eggs, but I've found out that I've, like, if I eat them in different ways, then
Scotch I can... Scotch eggs are bomb.
Well, I if I eat them, like, with bacon or with sausage or something, it's not as bad, and they have to be cooked a certain way, because...
You need a Scotch egg.
Well, I had, I think it was, like, the scrambled eggs thing kind of threw me off, and, like, if they're not, if, like, they're watery at all, I gag.
Scotch egg, this is probably nowhere near anywhere on the healthy side of breakfast, but you're at least getting the things you said. It's basically a egg. I don't know how, I think they hard boiled the egg first, if I recall, or they soft boil it, so it's not, the white's done, but the yolk's still kind of runny. You take ground sausage, you roll the egg in the sausage, and then you fry that around it, and you eat it like that. It's like a, you can take on the go.
If you're doing like a keto diet, that's probably perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Because you're getting that high, you're probably frying it in some kind of like coconut oil or butter or something.
Keep forgetting I have that thing of coconut oil at the house.
You're getting meat and you're getting protein, so that's probably not necessarily a bad thing. But it depends on the diet.
Least
that you're
nerdy
on.
Podcast ever.
I know.
It's still a good one. I'm enjoying the hell out of this.
Yeah.
It's just the least nerdy podcast ever.
Well,
but I'm still enjoying
still,
the hell out of it.
I mean, it's still nerdy. It's
I feel
just
like
nerdy
I don't have
in
a whole lot
way.
To add. Like,
well, I think it's a good example of the fact of did you have to find ways in like I keep referring back to the fact of we all are nerds for everything. We all do different things. You know, the boys play video games.
Just have to
Lindsay
manage
and I
your vices.
Read a lot of different stuff, and we watch movies, and we watch TV, and we binge watch, and you know, there's a lot of things going on for everything. And it's hard for us now that we are tipping the age scales to figure out how do we balance this into life, into what we do, and learning how to moderate your food. I think has really been an eye opener for me because. Yeah,
making choices.
That pistachio thing bums the fuck out of me. I never even thought about carbs for nuts.
Well,
I ate an entire bag like last week during, like, not over one
nuts
day.
And
I did a serving
and
every
beans.
Day.
You have to be careful with beans too,
because
certain
beans
are
all,
very
like all his entire
it,
life.
Well, it's just
it's like
high
it protein
depends
and
on
carb.
The diet that you're on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not nothing is bad in moderation.
It's not.
But,
and you know what? I've heard people say this, and I've seen success stories of people say. You know, I have not changed a single thing of what I eat. I just learned how to eat different. And I learned not to eat the entire pizza in one sitting. And I've learned to, you know, do things like that. And it works for them. And so I think the thing with this is that you have to learn what works for you, what's going to work in your life.
Let's wrap this one up, guys. This has been a good one. But so we did this on the last episode. We'll say you're gone all week, so you can't even say.
What am I going to say?
Steven, what do you think you're going to have for lunch this week?
I'll probably have... like a sandwich wrap using those I already forgot what they're
called.
Flat outs.
Those things are so good, man. I love the taste of them.
Yeah.
And like they don't make me feel like I just ate bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they don't
they're
make
thin
me,
enough in there.
They don't make me feel
they
like I need
flavor.
To go take a nap or something because I just had a sandwich.
Yeah. I've actually not been as hungry after eating those last week or two. So.
Well,
I've been eating,
kind
I've,
of just from your like because
office
I've had
job.
Some I've had some fad diets, and I've had some things that you were like, I'm not doing that, I'm not having... Like, I have been, like you said, I'm one of the, like, my mom and I have always been, weight conscious, and I kind of have always been, like, grown up, like, you need to watch what you're eating, you need to do this, you need to do that, you know, like, we've all, like, my whole family has been like that. So I've had some weird diets, but, like, I feel like you've talked to me about how this is kind of more manageable because it still tastes good.
Yeah.
is there...
to an extent.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's also...
I am missing the pasta
it's...
and all that kind of stuff.
See,
so
that's the one... That's the one difference we have is that I can do without pasta. Like, there was one time 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I want some... the little cheese
tortellini.
Stuff. Tortellinis. Like, I really want some tortellinis right now.
I can go for those,
too. I didn't even get them. But I just had that craving. It's like, I need tortellinis. But that was the first time in probably 2 months I even thought about wanting pasta. Because I'm not... We grew up with it so much in my house. that I'm so over it.
Is a cheap meal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we grew up a lot with it too.
Food pyramid.
Yeah. The fact that we're still able to eat like meats and chicken and all that stuff and bacon.
I think listening to you guys and your perspective of hearing all the things you can eat and thinking to myself going, well, it's not so bad after all. I don't have to.
Just
get
trying
up
to get
in the
her to eat veggies.
And I don't have to.
See, I like veggies depending on what kind.
She likes carrots.
I like carrots. I like celery.
Root vegetables, anything that grows in the ground.
She just totally wrote you off. You're done out of her book.
I'm just saying, like,
welcome to my world.
I love cubes.
That look she shot you is the look I get when I say corn's a grain. This is that.
But I feel like this has been the most manageable diet for sure that we've been able to
sustain.
Instead of some of the foods,
I still need to do a little bit better, but.
But instead of some of the foods,
yeah,
where,
like last night, sorry,
like
Lindsay.
You take out all the crap that tastes good. Like we're still flavoring things with bacon. We're still like able to put seasonings on things.
And I think
that's what makes me excited.
Is simply hearing you guys talk about the fact of you're not cutting out all the foods that you love, but yet you're still given the ability to watch your weight, lose weight, which is really so exciting for things like that, and still be able to enjoy your food.
Yeah. Still need to cut down my portion size a little bit, but I'm getting a little
bit
better.
We're getting better with that at home too.
My portion sizes are getting smaller
because
I'm trying to switch over to that smaller portions and eating five times,
more
times a day to get my metabolism going, but eating less. So like at lunch, I'll have one of them little sandwiches and I'll have a little thing of like whatever serving size of the
Pringles
are my vice still. I have like 12 Pringles or whatever they are. But then 2 hours later, I'll be like, all right, it's time for pistachios. And I'll grab like a little handful of pistachios and crack them open. And then like a couple more hours, I'll go get my yogurt and I'll eat my yogurt. So it's like little things here and there. It makes my stomach feel like I don't feel like I'm weighted down. I feel lighter when I walk, which I don't think I'm losing weight. Like this part, gut-wise, is out. But I feel like
you're
slimming in. Like it's weird. Like I feel like I'm turning into like this weird amorphous blob. Lindsay, what are you going to do for lunch this week?
Well,
pre-game cooking.
That's kind of a thing that like I've just been making better choices. Like so, instead of saying like maybe what I'm going to eat for this week, I'm going to just say kind of like what a normal day for me has changed from. Instead of like not eating breakfast and then picking out at lunch on whatever I can find in the fridge or buying like different meals and stuff, like frozen meals or whatever. Like for breakfast, I have Greek yogurt, like 2/3 of a cup of Greek yogurt.
Fucking hate portion sizes.
Me too.
Well, like I have these little containers, and I kind of know.
Yeah.
But still,
like
cereal portion sizes are such bullshit.
Most portion sizes are ridiculous.
Yeah. I feel
well, it's just gotten so out of hand, like especially in America area. I mean, West Virginia is the most obese state in the United States
ever.
But like,
we're
so
huge.
I'll have a.
Huge. We're gonna be huge.
We already are huge. But like I'll have a cup of Greek yogurt with fresh berries. So like some strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, and raspberries. And then I will sprinkle a little bit of raw honey over top of it. So I have something delicious, but
it's
it keeps
sweet.
Me full. And then at lunchtime, like honest to goodness, I'm not even hungry. Like if I can't have the yogurt, or if I
so you're not
instead,
eating lunch? Are you
I'm
skipping
still
lunch
eating,
now?
No, I'm still eating lunch, but
I
I'm
say,
not
I don't
eating
think that, would be...
that much. I'm like I'll have maybe cottage cheese and mandarin oranges, or maybe a wrap if you know. And then instead of snacking, like when we get home or eating before we eat dinner,
pre-dinner,
like
second breakfast. He doesn't know what we're talking
we've
about.
Switched
Lord of the Rings. I know what you're talking about.
Well, we've switched snacking.
Was that this episode or did that get
that,
lost?
That we lost that one.
Damn it. That was such a good,
I'm sorry. I'm still bummed about that, guys.
We switched snacks from eating like chips and popcorn and things like that. We've switched to like beef jerkies. string cheeses. I'm trying to think we're of almost, like,
the
nuts.
The three of us are almost eating the same thing, it sounds like. Because string cheese, that's in my lunch bag every day.
Yeah.
Some like mixed nuts. Like I have a the Planters, like pecans, cashews, and almonds. Some things like that. And then for dinner,
are those almonds at least sweet? I can't do raw almonds.
No, they're slightly
salted. That's the one nut I can't do. I can do everything else, unsalted, whatever. If it's an almond.
Whole raw almonds or...
I have to have those fucking Christmas time almonds.
Cinnamon pecan almonds are not...
Yeah. They're good for me, damn it.
And then for dinner, we'll have... Like, I've made tacos a couple of times. We just don't use the wrap. We make salad, like taco salads, instead of using tacos. We've had, like I said, that chicken dinner. The things like... We'll bake chicken with bacon and cheese and some things like that. I'm still experimenting with some recipes. Or if we get a pizza, we'll get a pizza and we'll only eat two slices. Yeah. Or
Pizza Hut has a thing now where they actually do the slim slices now. Okay. You get like 16 slices out of a large instead of 8.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I mean, really, all you have to do is fucking cut it yourself. But...
but
I skipped myself on that.
So, Eddie, where are you going to eat this
I'll
week?
Say, when I went to the bathroom... After the last episode, I totally realized, I was like, I didn't even say what I was watching, playing, or doing.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's okay. We lost it anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I tend to, like, summertime now, so I'm going to, tomorrow, my schedule is Tuesday through Saturday, so tomorrow is my meal prep. So I'm going to probably grill, like, 3 pounds of chicken wings and maybe a kielbasa and just put it in a container and then... I'll pick from that container whenever the day comes. Just grill. Well, it can't be bread because it's being grilled.
Right.
Anything that I do with chicken now, it's I don't really deep fry it anymore. I don't. I don't do the breading part. It's just grilled chicken, whatever. So I'm gonna grill the wings.
Grilled bacon.
I put some Hooters wing sauce on it because it's not too. It doesn't have any sugars in it. It's just straight up almost hot sauce.
Like hot sauces and stuff are fine.
So. Probably that, some string cheese. I don't think I have any pistachios this week. I think I have raisins.
I got your raisins.
So it's not as good.
Are they California raisins?
They're not.
Probably sun-made.
Yeah, raisins
probably
and
great
grapes
value.
Are very high in sugar.
Yeah.
So.
But I think they're little boxes, so I'll have to deal with that this week.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, if you're... Like,
yeah,
you
I'm not taking
you can count whatever, you can put things in. As long as you're being more conscious of what you're doing.
Instead of
and the thing what you were saying, I wanted to give you this little tip too before like before we completely wrap up. For those people that like to eat stuff late at night, like sometimes I'll have days where I work both jobs and won't get to eat dinner until like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have something small, and then if I'm craving something sweet like that, I'll eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
Just like that was one of the things too, because I love to eat a bowl of ice cream before we go to bed, which is horrible.
Oh yeah.
But
speaking
like,
of ice cream,
wonderful.
We're gonna have ice cream in a couple minutes, right?
But instead of like instead of eating a big bowl of ice cream, which our bowls of ice cream are like. We joke around.
Probably Eddie bowls now.
We joke around about Steve's dad and his cereal bowl because it is literally like a serving dish. Like he'll dump the entire box of cereal in half the container.
Entire, but probably about half.
Almost.
I mean,
but we would have like
that sometimes.
A soup bowl, and
we
would pack it with ice cream. Like
we
would,
get four
bowls,
out of a half gallon of ice cream.
Yeah.
So
we were eating way too much.
I have to get a kid sized Blizzard if I go get ice cream. So.
Yeah.
But
I eat half of that.
Yeah.
I just get tired of eating ice cream. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, but instead of us doing that and stuff, like, he'll snack on some string cheese.
We've been talking for 3 hours.
Some string cheese or something, or beef jerky or something, and then I'll eat a spoonful or two of peanut butter before bed, and that completely takes away my sugar, and I feel like my taste buds are changing too now because I haven't been eating as much.
It's that 30-year-old thing coming. The other thing I've been eating is breakfast. It'll be like 2 scrambled eggs and usually some bacon. Recently, I had to switch up the sausage because I had bacon for so long, which is odd for me to say, but that. And if I have a piece of toast, it's gonna have I'm gonna put some a tablespoon of hemp seed oil on it. And then sprinkle some
honey,
raw honey.
And that's on really it. Good that way.
The hemp seed oil, I don't know if you know what it is. It's basically fish oil.
Mm-hmm. Like omega-3.
It's a bunch. It's like 3-to-1s of omega-3. It's supposed to be good for everything and just not the whole mercury poisoning part, I guess you can get, which I told Steven earlier. I just thought fish oil was called fish oil because it was a fun... I didn't think it was actually fish.
It's fish.
Yeah. You can actually get mercury poisoning from it, apparently. And
if you get bad quality and stuff.
But, seems like a good...
Yeah.
So, I guess next time we tune in, I'll try to give you guys maybe an update as to what I got to eat this week, because I'm going to...
Yeah, because you're going out. You're going to go out to eat, you're going to get Chipotle and...
No, we're not going to go that fancy with anything.
That's okay, because Chipotle's nasty anyway.
Yeah.
But, as you're, like, when you go out, that's a thing, too, like you were saying about getting, like, no buns and stuff. If you're going out to restaurants and stuff like that, a lot of places, instead of doing a bun, ask for a lettuce bun. Or, like, do your open face kind of thing without the top bun.
Mm-hmm.
Even places like Wendy's and McDonald's and stuff will do a lettuce bun.
That's what I was going to... Oh, will they?
Yeah,
that's fucking cool.
We went to Wendy's and I was like, I don't want french fries, I don't want anything, I just want... the burger, like,
right.
I just want the burger, and I want a burger and cheese and the sauce, and I said, do you do lettuce buns? And they said, yeah, we put it in, like,
the
potato
bowl.
Container,
and
they just put the lettuce on top and stuff, so, like, you can it never hurts to ask at any of these restaurants
absolutely.
Or anything. There's a lot of places now that do have healthier options, and a lot of things, like, if you are trying to watch carbs, if you ask for, like, a celiac menu,
mm-hmm.
you can get things that are low carb or that don't have flour and stuff.
I don't know if I would trust Wendy's to not give me something with flour, though. They can barely stop from overdosing in the local ones. So.
Yeah. But like, those are options, like, if while you're going out and while you're traveling and stuff like that, but a lot of those places will still have... you don't normally think of, like, McDonald's and Wendy's being, like, healthy options, but they have
their grilled chicken.
Yeah.
The McDonald's grilled chicken. I just literally take the bun completely off. I didn't know they did a lettuce bun for it, so I just took the bun off and I just fucking ate it like that.
Yeah, like, a lot of places will do that.
The
sauce
right dripping down my arm.
So I guess to kind of wrap things up for everything, you know, we've been kind of going back and forth about different aspects of what this is for everything. So, you know, go figure out what works for you, whether it's going to a fitness class that makes you feel comfortable, whether it's finding, you know, a different lifestyle for your diet, or if it is trying a fad diet, what have you. You know, everything is a little bit different for everyone.
Try a fad diet. It's just a fad.
Shouldn't
be a diet either. It should just be your new
lifestyle. I mean, so just realize that you can still be a nerd like we are for everything and still... figure out how to manage your life, how to manage your food, and how to manage your body. Because, you know, we want to live way past the expectancy of what jocks think we will.
Well, let's not go that far. Let's wait and see what El Presidente does. Let's end it there. Now say what you were going to say. I don't want to be 50 and going around the nuclear wasteland.
Being nerds and stuff, there are the options that you can do. Like listening to audiobooks instead of doing stuff like that. You can listen to graphic novels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You now
can't
with the
listen
technology
to a graphic novel. You got
well,
graphic novel.
I was thinking
the opposite of a graphic novel.
Watching.
And thank you for joining us this week.
Totally did not mean to say that. I meant to say reading a graphic novel on your phones, like, things like that you can still do. Our local, the thing that I use a lot is Hoopla.
You can probably check your local library by now just to see if they have something similar to what she's getting ready to talk about.
Our local library has an option. I'm actually, like, since I'm an out-of-state resident because it's in Ohio and we're in West Virginia, I pay $10 for the year for our family. So Steve and I can go over there. We can rent movies. We can do this. We can just do the content, like, on our phones. You download an app, and it gives you access to audiobooks, ebooks, music. It's got music.
Movies.
It's got movies on there. You can download it straight to your phone, stream it from your phone. And you can use that, like, while you're doing some of your exercises. You can download music instantly if you don't have an app, like, or if you don't pay for a subscription service, like an Amazon Music or a, you know,
Kindle Unlimited,
something like that. So those are options that you can do also to kind of incorporate still that nerddom into your
Absolutely.
New lifestyle changes.
Oh, yeah. And then also, I would suggest, you know, if you are a social media person, go out on social media and find groups that will help you get to where you need to be, because that's one thing about it. It holds you accountable with it. So I think we're getting the signal to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We need to.
All right, guys. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this with this podcast.
I just picked up. I tried the whole episode not to keep doing that.
I definitely have enjoyed listening to some different helpful hints
yeah.
and tips.
Yep.
Woo! We hope you have too. And until next time, thanks for joining us.
We didn't even plug stuff. We can't. Thought you were gonna
yeah.
wrap
oh,
up plugging.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
You didn't if even you, housekeep.
We can't
you just
wrap
left
up
this,
completely.
You left this house a disaster.
But,
I have to go.
But we if you have any other questions or want to clarify or want to give us your opinions or give us any information
even, yeah.
on stuff that maybe we might not have said correctly. I've been reading a lot of things, but like I said, I mean, what you can tell us what's worked for you and what hasn't worked for you.
Yeah, sharing your success stories with us.
Yeah, you can find us at Facebook.com/cupofnerd.
Twitter.com/cupofnerd.
Instagram.com/cupofnerd.
Or you can message any one of us.
Yeah,
so
leave comments on here wherever you found this at. You know, go to patreon.com/cupofnerd. You know,
give
support
us,
love us, let us live this lifestyle we're trying to move into.
Give us your tips, and if you would like to suggest any future topics, or if you find this interesting, or anything else, leave your topics at...
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe. And Twitter's probably the best just for immediate responses and notifications, so feel free to @cupofnerd us on Twitter with your topics.
Thank you. Well, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Peace.
Have a good night.